Tonight's Monday, January 7th, 2019, regular Othello City Council meeting. It's our first meeting of the year. Let them welcome everybody back and welcome everybody here in attendance. Would you all please rise for a short private invocation, asking for God's blessing upon this city and upon the council as we make our decisions tonight. And now, if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Item 1D on our agenda is roll call. And all members are here tonight except for Councilman Corey Everett, and he had asked for permission as he went on vacation. So I would entertain a motion to...
I'll make that motion.
Thank you.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to excuse Corey Everett from tonight's proceedings. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item 1E is citizen input. Tonight, is there any citizens who would like to address the city council? Please raise your hand and I'll recognize you. Again, is there anyone here who would like to address the council? Okay, hearing none, we'll move to the approval, item 2 of our agenda. I'd entertain that motion.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We'll then move to our consent agenda. All those in, I need a motion to approve our consent agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Gina. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And tonight, under our current business, I have a couple of volunteer recognition awards, and I'd like to call forward Nancy Fikes and Ann Spurl. Thank you for coming tonight, Nancy and Ann. I want to say that every year, the mayor hands out awards for volunteers who have done an excellent service to the city. And I want to read this. This is regarding both of you. This is in recognition for outstanding support to the City of Othello Police Department. Your dedication to our community and constant efforts have proved vital in our daily operations. You provided exceptional community support by volunteering over 150 dedicated hours in the span of the last 12 months. Your extraordinary efforts and accomplishments during this period include over 170 successful fingerprints issued. I want to thank you for your outstanding service to the community, and I would like to present Nancy with this certificate.
Thank you so much.
And Ann Spurl with this certificate. And so, the chief has something that he wants to...
You two are absolutely essential to what we do, and I just wanted, while you're up here being recognized, I wanted to give you both one of our coins. So, you guys are great.
We see these on your desk.
Yep.
Now we have it.
Yep, thank you. Thank you for coming tonight, ladies. And item 4B under current business is the councilman committee assignments. The format is I'd like you to pull those committee assignment sheet out, if you would, council. So tonight, because Corey is absent, I'm going to have you make a star next to certain committees, and those are the ones that primarily are ones that Larry McCourty had been a committee member, and so those certainly are open at this time, and I would like you to look over these different committees. Some of them you guys may want to continue on in, some of them you may want to get off, some of them you might want to pick up some of Larry McCourty's slack. So if we go to the first page, at the bottom is the beautification for Main Street. Larry McCourty was on that one, so put a star next to that. On the second page, Larry McCourty was on the Contracts Committee. He was also on the General Government Committee. On the Independent Salary Commission, Maria Quesada was on that commission, but now that she's on the City Council, she's ineligible. So I'm going to have to find someone to appoint. The council will approve that. The last one on page two is the Legislative Committee, and that is one that Larry McCourty served on. It's a Larry McCourty night. On the third page, I need to check on Alan Hanks if he wants to continue. His term expires in April on the Othello Housing Authority Committee. Or board, actually, is what that is.
Lodging tax.
Yeah, excuse lodging me. Tax.
Yeah, I missed that one. Thank you. On the Lodging Tax Advisory Committee, Larry was a representative, and so we need a new council member to take that his place. Moving down the Park and Rec Committee, he had lobbied long and hard to get on that. He got on it, and then he only made one or two meetings before he passed, but at least he finally got on there. The Planning Commission, I need to check with Chris Doro and with Brian Gentry to see if they want to continue.
Chris will continue.
Yeah. Okay. Gina says Chris will continue. And then this year, I believe the Police Department, we have the, on the last page, the Union Negotiating Committee, Larry was on that. John and Gina are also on that committee. We are going to negotiate again a new contract, so we're going to need a replacement for Councilman McCourty. So what I'd like the council to do is take a look at this. Depending upon Angel's schedule, if he is back on the 14th, which is a week from today, or if he's able to attend, we will make those committee assignments then. If not, we'll wait till the 28th when the whole council can be here.
You mean Corey?
Angel.
Angel?
And Angel.
Oh.
I don't know if Corey will even be back, but Corey has given me some direction. So if Angel is able to be here next Monday, then we'll go ahead and do that. If not, but anyway, I just wanted you to have a chance to look at this committee list, reflect on what you've done and, you know, with regard to those committees and whether you would like to continue on, and if there's some of the committees that Larry McCourty had served on, if you were interested. So please look that over and we'll return to that either our next meeting next week or on the 28th of January. Now, as we move to item 4C, the legislative update. We did give you that when Hannah was here. I'm just going to since I'm heading to Olympia this Thursday, also again, the week of the 21st and 22nd of January, our first legislative priority is the long-term funding for the Othello Regional Water Plan. We are in the process of looking at a $1.5 million direct appropriation request from the state legislature for a full-scale pilot treatment system for our wastewater. That is phase two of our water project. Since last Friday, I just found out that from Aspect Consulting that the city did receive in the governor's budget a $500,000 ASR construction state building construction account from the Office of Columbia River, $500,000. So if it's in the governor's budget, that really is a big springboard for us then to go to our legislators and have them fight for that amount. There's, I believe, 8 other cities who are in the middle of ASR projects. Othello is the only city that received it in the governor's budget. So it was good that day that the governor came here and saw what we were up to. We're also seeking full funding for the Youth Athletic Facilities Grant project list. In order for the city, we were ended up being number 16. In order for our project to be funded, they need to fund $6 million level. We'll be pushing our legislators for that. The streamlined sales tax mitigation payments. That is we receive, what is it, approximately $72,000 a year in general, or $80,000 a year in general funds, and that streamlined sales tax mitigation is for product that is generated here in Othello, primarily from our processing plants, but is sold somewhere else. And so that somewhere else, or actually is delivered somewhere else, and that somewhere else is where the sales tax is collected. And so this is a mitigation payment to offset that. And so they have continued to fund that, and we are going to ask them to continue to fund the city as well as the other cities who are affected by that. So others more than Othello. Okay, is there any questions? With that, we'll move to item 4D, which is the city surplus auction and shop with a cop fundraiser. And Tanya, our city clerk,
has an item. December 13th, we had our silent surplus auction, and I enjoyed it. It was really fun, and it was very successful. We made $3,820.65. The police department had 4 vehicles they wanted gone, and they all were sold. And I want to thank the Public Works Department. They helped set everything up, pull things, the tables out, and everything. Abner. Also, he was very helpful. He had a lot of items that were surplus, and Evelyn at the police department. So I want to say thank you to them. The ornaments that we did for the first time, we did a fundraiser, and the proceeds go to Shop with a Cop. We raised $485, and I want to thank all the ladies in the clerk's department. They did a great job with their creativity and just getting all that put together. And also, again, Terry, thank you. All of his staff, they helped very much with putting up the Christmas decorations, also with the Christmas party. So thank you for all you guys do, Terry. You guys are awesome. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Tanya. And then item 4E is executive session real estate. And if we could prepare the council chambers, I think we'll have 15 minutes. So at this time, I'd like to recess the meeting at 6:43 p.m. to go into executive session until 7 p.m. Okay, we're back in session at 7:13 with several extensions on our executive session time. Council discussed real estate and will take no action at this time. We'll move now to item 5 is our unfinished business. Do we have unfinished business tonight? In unfinished business, I am going to be calling a committee meeting to discuss on the 15th of January, that's a week from tomorrow, well 3R and some pump equipment. And I also we're going to be discussing the Lee Road project. So I know at the next council meeting, though, I am going to have some kind of a report on well 3R. And then item 6 is new business. Is there any new business to come before the council tonight?
I just got a question. Mm-hmm. So our new
Mm-hmm.
So are we going to discuss that at the meeting?
Yeah, he starts a week from today, and so we can have that discussion Probably at the committee meeting, I think. We'll add that to the committee meeting agenda. And he'll probably be in attendance, and he'll probably be in attendance next Monday night at our meeting.
He should be.
Yep. Okay. Any other new business, council? All right. Item 7 is council will also receive the following, which are the department head reports. And having no further business to come before the council, I'll adjourn our meeting tonight at 7:15 p.m.
So that's going to be water sewer treats on the 15th?
Yep.